Hopping over to the United States now, and November is going to be more political upheaval for the globe. No doubt the markets will take a close look at that, because we're going to have a new president. It will either be Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. And, well, Melania Trump has certainly been making some news this side of the pond and that side as well. Now, she claims she wrote a speech herself at the Republican National Convention. She delivered that in Cleveland, Ohio. But I think you'll find that it's quite similar in places to a speech given by Michelle Obama back in 2008. So here is Melania doing a speech to the RNC last night, and we've put it up against Mrs. Obama's, and you can be the judge of this.
Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values. Like, you work hard for what you want in life.
The values that you work hard for what you want in life.
That your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're going to do.
That your word is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise.
That you treat people with dignity and respect.
That you treat people with respect.
Because we want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
Because we want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
They were nothing like each other, and I'll sue anybody that says they were. Simon Marks is LBC's US correspondent at the Republican National or the Republican Congress in Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Simon. How are you doing? That was
hello, Andrew. That was, I am all right.
Yeah, that would have certainly made an impact in the United States. Do people have people noticed, or do they care? Is it made a big news story there?
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge news story here. Look, the Trump campaign, we're very much hoping that Melania Trump's speech to this convention would be remembered, because inside the campaign, they view Mrs. Trump as one of Donald Trump's secret weapons in the battle against Hillary Clinton this November. The speech is certainly going to be remembered, but unfortunately for Donald Trump, for all the wrong reasons. About 45 minutes after Melania Trump left the arena in which I am now standing, you can probably hear the band, I think, is about to do a little rehearsal behind me. A blogger with the Los Angeles Times out in California spotted the similarities between that speech and Michelle Obama's speech back in 2008, and at that point the storm clouds broke over the Republicans. All day here today, Donald Trump's senior campaign advisers have been insisting that no action is going to be taken to discipline any staff members. Some here believe that's because actually maybe Melania Trump did devise the speech herself. Maybe she didn't have much help writing it. They're also saying that it's absurd to imagine that in any sense she would have copied Michelle Obama, although they concede that she borrowed what they refer to as fragments of the speech. But they say that Melania Trump's speech still very much reflected her own personal views and her own personal inspiration. I've got to tell you, that's not the only problem right now dogging the Republican convention. I am staring down at the seats that will, in a few hours' time, be occupied by the California delegation. That is a very significantly pro Donald Trump delegation, and they've got seats right at the front of the hall, right beneath the podium where Donald Trump will be speaking here on Thursday night. But unfortunately, the California delegation is slowly being felled by an outbreak of a highly contagious virus that is spread through contaminated food and water, and at least a dozen members of them apparently may not even be in the room here tonight when Donald Trump is formally anointed the presidential candidate. They have been moved, we are told, off-site in order to try and contain this virus. A wag on Twitter, not myself, pointed out that Donald Trump had always hoped for viral success at this convention, but not perhaps that kind of a virus.
Simon, we look forward to having a chat the rest of the week. Obviously, he's US correspondent at the Republican National Congress in Cleveland, Ohio. And